Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What a read. What a read from the khakis of the CAC, Mr. Khaki Kevin Walker. It is Fan After Dark. I'm Fred Davis. Not really sure where Blake's at, but I'm sure he'll find his way back to the studio at some point tonight. We've got NFL picks to get into. BetMGM's asked me way too much. I don't trust these guys. Real quick, I won six games last week. I got six right last week. Blake got five. I think my overall lead on him for the season is at five. I told you guys on Sunday that I was going to live stream me keeping getting all the picks back.
That happened?
No, it didn't. Oh. It did. Not going to lie. The drive to Kansas is wearing me out a little bit. Not going to lie. That is and really it's the driving up there and then turning around and driving straight back that's starting to catch up to me a little bit. So, look, it's for a good cause.
Of course.
All right. We're 3-0. We're 3-0 since I've done it. So, you know, we got to do what we got to do. Like I said, my cousin will be in town tomorrow, so we're excited about that. My son's mother had a fat head made for my son. He doesn't know about it yet, so that'll be she'll have a picture of his large head tomorrow. So it's gonna be a hype environment. Now, that said, a little nervous tomorrow. Weather, rain, and 45 degrees tomorrow. That is football weather, if I've ever heard of football weather. A little nervous, you know, your boy doesn't, I'm not real crazy about said weather, but I could do without the rain. I mean, cold weather, look, that's football at its finest, but you can't really throw the ball a lot when it's raining outside. So we'll see how things turn out tomorrow. All right, let's get to these picks. Fred Davis, Blake Elliott, Khaki Kevin Walker behind the glass on the 1s, 2s, and 3s. Here we go. Let's get this first game out of the way.
Can I give you this? Apparently, yeah, Josh Allen got hurt in this game.
I was going to say, and of course, I don't know why the screensaver's up now, but
Will Anderson sacked him from behind. It was a pretty ugly hit.
I was going to say, I saw him get rocked by Will Anderson at least once.
I did have the Will Anderson 0.5 sack.
Yeah, you did. I remember seeing that yesterday.
Sorry for Josh, but happy for the parlay. Hopefully he's okay.
It happens, man. Happens to the best of us.
So that means for Buffalo, I haven't seen Mitch Trubisky come in. He hasn't recorded a stat.
No, he's fine. He just got rattled.
Oh, he didn't even go out?
Come on now.
No. Josh Allen was fine. He just got rattled.
Okay. I thought he had left the game. Okay, thank you for that. Davis Mills, 4 of 13 for 40 yards. So that over is not looking great.
Still a lot of time, though.
3 minutes left in the first half, and he has 40 yards.
He's got what now?
40. 3 minutes left in the first half.
Pray for me. I'm playing Davis Mills and Christian Kirk. So,
why do we got to pray for you?
Because he's a bad
40
combo.
Yards. What are you talking
it's a
about?
Bad combo.
Is Christian Kirk even in the lineup?
Yeah, he actually scored the only touchdown for him.
Fred Davis.
Christian Kirk did?
Yeah.
I'm just as surprised as you are.
I mean, look, we've got fish on the screen, so I don't know what I'm looking at here.
The Josh Allen interception has already hit as well for the parlay.
Oh, you're balling today. How'd your golfers do?
Don't remind me. game.
Oh, no! To the golf range? Oh!
JT Poston. I needed him to have over 67 and a half strokes. He had 67. 65.
Oh, wow. He had a hell of a shot. He had a hell of an opening round.
Our boy Daniel Berger. I needed 67 and a half strokes. He got 66. So,
what are you betting on?
Sleeper.
No, I know that. What are you betting? Like, what sport are you betting on? What kind of golf?
I'm lost. What do you mean? What kind of golf? I don't
know. The most recent golf tournament.
It was just their props were up there, so I bet on them. They were in the RSM Classic.
You're a degenerate.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's really the main takeaway.
Those are names I've never heard of and a classic I've never heard of.
So. The Harris English under 4.5 birdies hit.
That's the only reason he did it was for that reason right there when he saw English in it. So it gave him an excuse to use his accent and he decided to go into it. So, I mean, I'm here for it. All right. You guys ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
You guys ready for this? All right. Here we go. Neither of us made a prediction on Buffalo Houston. So that doesn't matter. Thursday games are hit or miss. Thursday games.
Considering and we never do them.
Unless we are reminded pre-show that we're going to do it, and I'm not yelling at my daughter about her stupid dog. Okay, here we go. Pittsburgh at Chicago. Chicago -2.5. Give me Chicago. The Bears.
And with Aaron Rodgers being nicked up a little bit.
I was going to say, no one cares about Mason Rudolph.
Give me the Bears.
I mean, the last thing we remember about Mason Rudolph is getting hit in the head with a helmet by Miles Garrett.
On these picks, I gotta stop overthinking it. Sometimes you just gotta pick the better team. Sometimes you can talk yourself into it. It's gonna be a close game, and football's football. And then the team gets boat raced by 30.
You can't.
We're getting late in the season. The good teams are just winning.
New England -6 at Cincinnati.
See, I'm just picking New England. I don't think Cincinnati's got the horses to keep this close. I picked Cincinnati last
week. Plus, Cincinnati just got boat raced last week by Pittsburgh. And, I mean, you could argue New England might be the hottest team in football right now.
I don't think
now,
you're
so.
Starting to falter again.
Now, isn't Burrow playing this week?
No. Burrow is trending towards, he's practiced. This other report, he's practiced, but they think they have 2 games in 5 days, so I don't think he's playing. I think that was... he's just trending in the right direction.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply, in app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Giants at Detroit. Detroit -10.5.
You know where I'm going with this. Giants cover.
Going with the Giants. All right. I'm going with Detroit. Detroit's getting back a bunch of their defense, and the defense was still really good. So, and ever since Dan Campbell took over play calling, that offense has looked unstoppable. Yeah. So
9 points against the Eagles, unstoppable.
Yeah, it's at Philadelphia on a Monday night. I'm not worried about that. Giants are terrible. Green Bay -6.5. They're home to Minnesota.
This is a game I don't want to pick.
As much as I'd love to go with Minnesota, I'm going with Minnesota. It's hard for me to say, though, because the problem is I picked Minnesota the last 2 weeks, and they've let me down both times.
Give me Green Bay.
Green Bay continues to let me down.
These are two letdown teams playing.
I was going to say, 6.5 seems 6.5 seems a little rich to me.
It's also J.J. McCarthy, though.
J.J. McCarthy's been so bad.
Just because I want to root against him, give me Green Bay.
But he wins.
Did win against the Bears.
Does he, though? Does he win? I mean, I don't know that I'd say he wins, but you know what? The hell with it. Give me Minnesota. Okay. Seattle -13 at Tennessee.
Seattle. Yeah. They could beat them by 30, and I wouldn't be surprised if I looked up it was 38-6.
That defense is just too good. That defense is just
honestly,
too
I think
good.
That line is almost a little disrespectful. I'm surprised it's not even higher. This is arguably one of the hottest teams against probably the worst team in the NFL.
Probably just because you're coming off a four-pick game is the only thing I can think of. Indianapolis at Kansas City. You guys know where I'm going with that. Where you want to go? You want to go with the
Colts? Give
me
the spread?
3.5.
Favoring Chiefs. Who? Favoring the Chiefs?
Yeah.
Easiest pick of my life. Give me Indianapolis.
Good.
Jonathan Taylor goes for 300.
Good. Good. He'll still lose. Baltimore, minus 13.5. Jets coming to town.
Jets cover.
I think so, too.
Jets cover. And I think Tyrod Taylor's playing. Didn't they bench Justin Fields?
Yeah, Tyrod Taylor's playing.
Wait. We got to go to the Pimp Cup. Justin Fields benched. Your thoughts?
I have no thoughts.
No, you got some thoughts, Kevin Walker.
I think I said everything I needed to say a couple weeks ago, where I just, I fell for the bait, and we move on.
I appreciate that. Maybe the worst game of the weekend. Actually, this is the worst game of the weekend. Cleveland at Vegas. Vegas minus 4.
I don't think that's the worst game.
Oh, it's hands
I like Cleveland's defense. Give me Cleveland. I don't even know what the spread is.
That's a Shador starting.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think Shador balls out. Vegas minus 4.
Oh, Cleveland's winning.
Yeah.
All right. This is going to be a weird Shador wins like 13-10 game.
And the stat has been thrown around that Cleveland since 1999 has started 17 different quarterbacks. You know how many of those quarterbacks won their debut?
All of them.
Try none of them. Well, 0 for 17 in their last 17 tries. It's about to be 1 for 18 after
Sunday. Sounds like it's going to be a trend breaker.
Jacksonville at Arizona. Jacksonville minus 3. Give me the Jags.
Yeah, give me the Jags. I'm done picking Arizona.
Yeah, no, that's never a win. Philly minus 3. Well, we'll save that for the end. Atlanta at New Orleans. New Orleans minus 2.
This is nasty because Atlanta's quarterback is out for the year.
Dude,
they had
Kirk
one of the
Cousins
worst
horrible
second halves ever and choked that game against. I was watching the game live, obviously, because my dad, being a Panthers fan.
Oh, yeah. That's the game you got stuck with.
Oh, I mean, he was about to not even break down because he's used to it.
Yeah.
He goes, oh, that's just the Falcons falconing. Now this I think is the worst game of the day. You said it was the Raiders Browns game. I think more people will be interested to watch that than this game.
Oh no, no! From a eyeball standpoint, Cleveland Vegas is a 10 times bigger draw. I'm just thinking from a pure football standpoint.
This one's also pretty nasty. London's not going to play either.
No, Drake London. I mean, they're talking about shutting him down for the rest of the season.
It's great for my fantasy.
You know, and then you've got Michael Penix with his 15th career injury. So. Give me New Orleans. The hell with it.
Give me New Orleans.
This
is such
a
nasty game.
I could see Tyler Shutt going out there and Chris Olave having a game of his life.
Is Alvin Kamara even still putting up numbers?
He said he didn't want to be traded at the deadline, so it's like,
we've
all right,
heard
man,
it from him since.
He just loves New Orleans. This is a little tricky, this one here. Tampa Bay at the Rams. The Rams are a 6.5-point favorite.
Not tricky for me. Tampa Bay. I picked up every week. They have just. I think they're like me in my fantasy football. I think they're 1-3 in their last 4 games. Toughest stretch of football, and they've lost almost all of them. So they got to bounce back here. They're going to win.
Their defense looks suspect. Now, that said, the Rams. Give me the Rams.
Like, think about it. Sam Darnold threw 4 picks and was still in that game.
He's still lost by 2.
Do you think Baker Mayfield, if he threw 4 picks and they were still in that game, he loses that? And then on the contrary, do you even think Baker Mayfield would throw 4 picks?
I don't think he would, but at the same time, too, though, Tampa Bay's defense isn't near as good as Seattle's. That's my only thing, and I think the Rams.
I think this will be a high scoring affair. Give me Baker and Stafford dueling it out.
I could see a 38-31 score.
Yeah. I think both teams get in the 30s.
I agree. I'm going with the Rams. Carolina at San Francisco. San Francisco minus 7.
You know what? Give me Carolina. Bryce Young had the best game of his career the other day. 449 yards. Panthers record. Give me the Panthers keeping it close.
All right, I'm going with San Francisco on that one as well. So we got there could be some separation this week, ladies and gentlemen. Unlike last week, where we only had 5 games
It was a pretty uninteresting week, I think, as far as games went.
Yeah,
like,
no.
Even looking through, other than the Rams and Seattle game, and this is the thing. I'm just thinking about the last week. We had like 4 really good games, and then every other game was pretty boring. You had Lions-Eagles, which is a good draw. You had Chiefs-Broncos, which is a good draw. You had Seahawks-Rams, a good draw, and Buccaneers-Bills.
Yeah.
Every other game was pretty easy to not watch. Like, there was no other game that was a big draw. It was 4 great games and then like 10 horrible games.
Well, once again this week, and of course we don't know yet because you and I have not given our Philadelphia Dallas picks just yet. But like last week, we don't like the 2 weeks ago. You and I think we there was like seven or eight games where we were different on. Once again this week, it is only five. You and I decided that I like the Lions. You like the Giants. I like Green Bay. You like the, or so I'm sorry, you like Green Bay. I like the Vikings against my better judgment. That will be the game that I come back and curse myself for on Sunday. You guys already know where I'm going with Kansas City, Indy. Blake's going with Indy. We both differed on Tampa Bay Rams, and then we both differ on Carolina and San Francisco. And then, of course, we'll wait till the 10 o'clock hour to give you our Cowboys and Philadelphia Eagle picks as well. So there you have it. There are the Week 12 picks for the Fan After Dark as I try to get this microphone to at least stay in one place. Coming up next, we've done it, but we haven't done it. It's time for a little fair foul, boys and girls. Coming up next right here on Fan After Dark.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.